Flowers? Check. Brunch reservations? Check. But if you want to really impress your mom, make sure her pencil is sharpened and she's got a clean sheet of paper. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times, Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to have a delayed brunch today, I hope. Okay, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said think of a common two-word phrase for something you might see in a kitchen. Reverse the words, that is, put the second word in front of the first one, and you'll name a food in one word that you might prepare in a kitchen. What is it? Well, the thing you might see is a cake pan, and reverse the two parts, you get pancake, which you would not cook in a cake pan.
Okay, so 662 of you got the correct answer. Our randomly chosen winner this week is Sarah Milstein of Brooklyn, New York. She joins us on the line now. Hey, Sarah, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
I hear that you are a mom. Is that right?
Yes.
So you have big plans for Mother's Day?
We're getting together at the park, a family gathering.
That is a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. Do you play the puzzle a lot, Sarah?
Yes, I've been listening since the postcard days.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Everybody's got to be quiet when I'm listening to the puzzle.
All right. Sarah, how are you feeling about this? Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so. I do very well at home, but
yeah.
Nobody's listening.
I know, right? Well, just, you know, a few thousand of your closest friends paying attention.
Yeah.
No pressure. All right. I will be here for you. Will, let's give it a go.
All right, Sarah and Rachel. Every answer today is the name of a well-known U.S. city. I'm going to give you some words. Ignore the vowels in them. The consonants are the same consonants in the same order as in the city's name. For example, if I said amiable, A-M-I-A-B-L-E, Alabama, you would say Mobile, because the consonants in amiable are M, B, and L, and those are the consonants in order in Mobile.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's give it a try.
Number one is baffle, B-A-F-F-L-E, in New York.
Buffalo.
Oh, good.
That is correct. Number two is climbs, C-L-I-M-B-S, in
Columbus.
Ohio.
Oh,
that's it.
Didn't even need the state.
You may not even need these states. Okay. Atlas, A-T-L-A-S, Oklahoma.
Got the vowels.
Atlas? Tulsa.
Oh, good,
Tulsa
good, good.
It. Good. Stately, S-T-A-T-E-L-Y, in Washington.
Washington.
Your consonants are S-T-T and L.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle is it. Dolls, D-O-L-L-S, in Texas.
Dallas.
That's it. Guest, G-U-E-S-T, in Maine.
Well, Augusta.
Uh-huh. Foreseen, F-O-R-E-S-E-E-N, in California.
Fresno,
yes. Talent, T-A-L-E-N-T, Georgia.
Atlanta.
Yes.
Atlanta.
That's it. Forage, F-O-R-A-G-E, North Dakota.
Fargo.
Good.
That's it. Abstain, A-B-S-T-A-I-N, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Uh-huh. Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-S, Missouri.
St. Louis,
good.
Nice. Au pair, A-U-P-A-I-R, Illinois.
Just P-R, right?
Just P-R, yeah. There's only six letters in the city's name, and the only consonants are P-R.
Politicians are always saying that, right? How's this going to play in?
Right.
Peoria.
There you go, Rachel. Jump in. Peoria,
yeah,
is it? Good.
Thank you. I just was not getting that.
That's
Thank
okay.
You.
And here's your last one. No charge. N-O-C-H-A-R-G-E. Alaska.
Anchorage
is it.
Sarah,
that wasn't
you did
so
great.
Bad.
No, I thought you did really great. So for playing the puzzle today, you listen so you know that you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about those prizes at our website, npr.org/puzzle. Before we let you go, Sarah, what's your public radio station? Where do you hear us?
It's WNYC, 820 AM in New York.
Great. Sarah Milstein of Brooklyn, New York. Sarah, thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was fun.
Good. I'm glad. Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Rudy Simons of Southfield, Michigan, and he sent this to me a long time ago. The letters of the one-syllable word groan, G-R-O-A-N, can be rearranged to spell organ, which has two syllables. And here's the challenge. Think of a common five-letter word in one syllable, whose letters can be rearranged to spell a common two-syllable word, and then rearranged again to spell a common three-syllable word. I have two different answers in mind, and it's possible there are others, but you only have to think of one answer. So again, common five-letter word, one syllable, rearrange the letters to get a two-syllable word, and then again to get a three-syllable word. What words are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website. It is npr.org/puzzle. Click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for those entries is Thursday, May 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call. And you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.